Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Thank you, Terry McIntosh, and welcome to New Life Live, everybody, on this, is this Friday the 13th, really?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, it is. Goodness.
We're going to celebrate Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's lucky 13th.
No wonder I have bags under my eyes. Anyway, it's all sorts of bad luck here. Well, we don't believe in luck. We believe in God's providence.
Amen.
Here. And joining me on the program, Becky Brown. She
Hello?
Runs everything clinical and really does a great job. And is a fun person to be around.
Well, thank you.
And
yes,
my good friend, colleague, Dr. Jill Hubbard,
Yay.
That I've only
Hello.
Known for over 30
Hello.
Years.
Yeah, long
so
time.
So welcome to them. And then we have a studio full of friends of New Life.
We
and
do.
Welcome every one
Beautiful
of you.
Lots of, yes, lots yeah. of eyes looking at us.
I wish you. And you know, if you want to see what they look like, you could join us on Facebook Live. We're live right now on Facebook Live. And hope you could join us there. But if you have any kind of issue you want to talk about, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number that we've been answering for a very, very long time. And just thrilled that we've been doing this for 30 years now.
Amazing.
This is our 30th
yes,
anniversary.
Yes, I know. I can't believe it. A long time.
And, you know, before New Life ever existed, Jill, mm-hmm. I remember you talking to me about that
yes.
little radio program that you heard John and Henry doing locally. And
mm-hmm.
then before you know it, they're on this. And it's just been an amazing time. And it's all because we've had people that support us. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, we could never have done anything without the support of folks just like the ones here in our studio.
That's
so we're
right.
very, very grateful. Now, speaking of support, this month, if you call, we have this Arterburn Wellness Series. Arterburn and Wellness, kind of an oxymoron, but we put together a series, and it's called Understanding and Loving.
That's why we needed the series.
That's right. Right.
I've tried to memorize every word. Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol or Drug Addiction. Dave Stoop and I put this one together, and it is a very, very powerful book for any person who has somebody in the family that has a drug or an alcohol problem. And as we've said before, this isn't something Dave learned out of a textbook. He went through mm-hmm. that journey with his son, and his son's been in recovery, I don't know, 20, 30 mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. probably 20 years at
right.
least. So it's got some great stuff in it, and we want to get that to you. But why don't we go to a phone call and just get started right off the bat. Let's go to Barbara in Springfield, Massachusetts on line 3. Hey, Barbara, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Hello, Barbara.
Good afternoon to you. How can we help you today? What's going on?
Quick question. How do you go about leaving your church? Do you tell the pastor first? Do you find a new church home? What would be the best way to do it?
Well, why in the world, Barbara, would you leave your church?
Not being fed. The organization is off.
Hmm.
The number of members, it's been decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
How long have you been there, Barbara?
I've been 15 years.
Mm. And have you been very involved?
Yes.
Okay, so you know the pastor
I've been very
personally?
Involved and now stepping back.
Mm. Well, okay. The first thing you know you want to do when you're, I think, doing anything is have a conversation
yes.
with the guy in charge mm-hmm. and say, you know, here's what I'm thinking, feeling, see what he has to say. Because he might say to you, I've sensed the same thing, and we're about to make some changes. Don't do anything, and things will get better. Have you talked to him?
Are we talking about God? Talk to God first?
Well, yeah, definitely you want to talk to God.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
talking
God,
about the pastor.
Okay. When you said the big guy, I don't know what you meant by the big guy. But if you mean God, I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a four-foot-tall pastor, but I would still call him the big guy. But anyway, have you talked with your pastor or not?
I have not.
Okay.
I didn't know if I let him know that I want to leave or find a church home and then tell him that I am leaving.
Yeah, I think I think you need to have a conversation.
I
conversation
agree.
Before mm-hmm. confrontation.
Make it relational.
Or desertion.
Okay. I'll...
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here. I'm going to send Barbara more Jesus, less religion. I think
great
you'll
book.
Like it there. And have that conversation with your pastor and see what he has to say. Maybe he's been thinking the same stuff. I don't know. But I think if you've been involved, you'll have some insight that he just might appreciate hearing. It's always good mm-hmm. to talk, I think.
Well, absolutely.
Some people talk too much. I've been accused
right.
of that.
Right, and it communicates that you value the relationship, even if it isn't a good fit for you any longer.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you grow, and you know God's leading you to a different place to do different work.
Mm-hmm.
But finding a new church is just as much a challenge as leaving a church. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go to Kay. Pensacola, Florida, WEGS is the station. Kay, how you doing?
Hi. Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday the 13th.
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call, because either I need a whole lot of help or my husband and I need a whole lot of help.
Okay. What's going on there?
So my question up front is what my husband is doing normal, or is it betrayal?
It's betrayal. That's just our default there. Usually it's never.
Oh, yeah. You're calling down the
God,
question.
God loves
so.
When these guys
yes.
do that. Go ahead.
Yes.
No. Okay, so what's he doing?
If I can just give a little background and then get into the issue.
Sure. How many volumes of background do you have there?
Just very little.
Okay.
Very little. So we've been married 22 years. He's a wonderful man, so I'm not calling to bash him. He's a great father and husband. Our sex life has always been pretty inactive from the very get-go. I was unfaithful. I was unfaithful 9 years into our marriage. It was a one-time thing, and I told him about it. Mm-hmm. I went to him and confessed, and I wanted it to be clear so I could live 100%, a good marriage and a truthful marriage. We went to counseling, and things appeared to be okay. So here we are today. Sex continues to be strained, except for a very short time about 3 years ago where we used porn together. I didn't like it, so it didn't last. My issue today is he cannot stop looking at other women. I catch him all the time looking at other women, which I probably first noticed 3 years into our marriage. I've had so many talks with him about looking at other women and how it makes me feel, and he really thinks it's no big deal, and that's just what men do. He doesn't even think it's betrayal. He thinks I'm just jealous and insecure, and I just really need to know how to approach this and how to get him to understand it is true betrayal, and it hurts deeply.
Yeah. Well, to continue to look at the issue of him looking at women kind of misses the bigger point that he doesn't care about how it makes mm-hmm. you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this disconnection that's there. Could be residual from the affair kind of thing. But no, it isn't. It isn't something that... Billy Graham, you say, if an attractive woman comes into the room, you might look at her, but to take the second look or to stare and glare, that's something totally different.
Yes.
But what you've got to deal with first is why is it that something that continues to hurt you doesn't cause him to say, well, I've got to figure out how to stop this. Whether other, let's just say it was 100% okay, whatever it was he did. Mm-hmm. But it isn't okay with you. And so that's what we want.
Well, and it's not like he's looking at other women, and you guys also have this amazing sex life. I mean, it still wouldn't be okay. But there's this disconnect where he's like hypersexual outside of your marriage, but within your marriage, it sounds like it's non-existent. Yeah. So,
have you guys done any work, Kay, like with a counselor or over the years?
I think they did.
Just to get through, you know, my unfaithfulness.
Right.
We went so we could get that out and so we could talk about it openly. But we have not been through any counseling to talk about, you know, our current issues.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's always been like this.
When's the last time you talked about your unfaithfulness, the two of you?
It was nine years into the...
When's the last time they talked about it?
So when I tell him, or, hey, I saw you... Look, mm-hmm. And it's not just looking at her. He makes a connection with a woman room, and she starts curling her hair, and he just...
When's the last time you talked about your unfaithfulness with him?
When he brings it up, when I ask him about why are you doing this, and he says, well, at least I'm not unfaithful, or this is nothing compared to what you did.
So there's your problem right there.
So,
see, he's still living back there. So whatever
his problem started before.
Right.
And so has his porn addiction ever been addressed?
Not professionally.
Okay, so I'm imagining that he's been using porn throughout your marriage. Is that correct?
I don't know that. I saw it on his phone one time after we used it together. I saw it on his phone, and it was blowing up on his phone. And I questioned him about that. And he said, well, that's when we were doing it together. And I'm like, we weren't together when you were on your phone.
Okay, but for a man to suggest that you guys do that together probably means he's had a history of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because most women aren't going to suggest that.
Right.
At a minimum, they need you. You've got to get back into some counseling together, at a minimum, and you've got to deal with a couple of things. But the first thing is you have to deal with his ongoing lack of forgiveness, because when you betray somebody, you can't really ever reconnect until they've resolved it with grieving and accepting. And then forgiving. It doesn't mean that it's not going to pop into his head every now and then, and it's going to hurt him again.
Yeah.
But for him to bring that up as an excuse to do anything.
But I think it is an excuse, Steve.
It is totally
an excuse. I think he hides behind that,
hides
his inadequacy behind that, right?
There's so much pain.
He did it before.
But now he's got the perfect excuse, you know, to kind of say, this is kind of why I'm looking at others, and I don't need to be close to you because you did this to me. So now it's his weapon.
The other problem is that the pain is so great, and it's been that great for 22 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you got over the one big hurdle, and then you reconnected and had this incredible connection.
Right.
What you're saying, Kay, is that you never really got back on track. If you were ever on track.
I mean,
so what do you think she should do? I think that they should get into some counseling together to deal with that first.
Absolutely. But I think that they need some of our workshops.
Yeah.
I think he needs Every Man's Battle. I think the marriage, you know, intimacy and marriage workshop.
So maybe you could just
send people to all three, like boom, 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 you know?
So maybe it's you just eliminate all the other stuff, all the things that you complain about he doesn't respond to, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we go back to, you know I really hurt you. I hurt you worse than I ever dreamed. It still comes up. Could we go back and do some counseling and resolve what I did to you? I'm willing to do anything I can. So you're taking it on yourself. It's all about you, what
Instead
you
of
did.
Him bad.
You know, and maybe that would get him into the counseling that would resolve his feelings about that. Okay?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to stay separated, but I cannot impress upon you more that continuing to point out his looking at other women is just going to cause him to defend himself more. and it's going to cause more looking at women. So I would get off of that symptom and get down to the root.
Well, right. That you want to be closer to him.
Yeah. Well, you want to do something completely different than what you've been doing. And so that's the challenge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to send you a copy of, what are we going to send?
How We Love.
Okay. How We Love, coming your way. And that is a book that has, it's helped a lot of people understand how they love. So we want you to have that, and it's coming your way right now. I want to talk with Gary from Westchester, Pennsylvania. He listens online, and right now he's on line number 7. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Okay, Steve, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, I used to watch a gentleman preach, and he would always use the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of Bibles. I have yours from using the Living Test, the New Living Bible.
Yeah.
And other ones. And some people only want to expound on the King James.
Yeah. Why, do you know why they do that?
No.
They kind of think it was dictated by God, and the other stuff's just another version of it. You know, they think everything else is a takeoff on the real Bible, King James.
Okay.
But, you know, I like to tell a little story that brings home the fact that it was just translated by human beings like everybody else. So you want to hear my story?
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
So the King James is written in the beautiful language of Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
who happened to have a 46th birthday the same year that the King James translation was completed. So the translators gave William Shakespeare a birthday present. On his 46th birthday, if you go to the King James Bible and you count 46 words from the beginning of the 46th psalm, you'll find the word shake. And if you go to the 46th word from the end of the 46th psalm, there's the word spear. That was their little birthday present to William Shakespeare, because
you've never heard him talk that.
Now, wait, was this person into numerology?
In fact, we actually did a
I heard Joseph Smith wrote himself into the Bible.
I'm just telling you, go get a King James Bible.
Yeah. Everybody's getting them out right now. They're going to their shelves.
Check out Billy Shakespeare's birthday, and it's right there. It is the same. It's 46. He was 46 on the completion of that translation. The reason that it's important to know that is, you see, these were just men mm-hmm. that did the best they could at the time with that translation. Since then, we've had archaeological discoveries. We've had new ways of looking into the truer meanings of words. And that's why I think the best translation for anybody to understand, the most beautifully written, easily understood, accurate, is the New Living.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody telling you that King James is a better translation than others, it's a great translation. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. translation. But
It's a translation. Only inspired
translation.
Because we couldn't read the original.
I'd like to hear that inspired
Greek and Hebrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me send you Every Man's Bible, and I'll send that to you in the NLT there, Gary. And I hope you like that a lot. Okay. Well, all sorts of things come up here, don't they?
Always, mm-hmm. always.
Let's go
to... That was interesting. I learned something new, Steve.
Well,
thank you.
Well, you know, it's rare that I have anything new for anybody. Let's go to Rod from Austin, Texas. Listens or watches on SiriusXM or listens on SiriusXM. Hey, Rod, how you doing?
I'm doing good today. How are y'all doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm having trouble with my marriage. I listen to your program, and I heard people call in and, you know, talk about different things that's going on in their life, and it sounded like y'all really give some good information, so I was hoping that I would be able to call you and get some insights from you and your group.
Well, I'm glad you called, Rod. Mm-hmm. Becky, what do you do when you and Bruce drift apart? What's, maybe you could
Bruce start is my us husband, off here. Rod. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Well, Rod, you how long have you guys been married? 18 years?
18 years, yeah.
Yeah. And I think so many times in marriage that we do go in through seasons where we might disconnect, and you have to make an intention to reach back into mm-hmm. the other person's heart to find out what's going on in their life. What's been going on in your marriage that you feel like you guys have grown apart?
Well, I'm going to say a great of it is just communication. For me, it's sexual intimacy. She, you know, my wife hasn't been intimate with me in over a year and a half now.
Okay. That's
and,
a problem.
You know, I try to... Sorry, ma'am?
That's a problem.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Yes.
And was there anything specific that happened a year and a half ago, Rod?
No, not a year and a half ago. Specific has just been something that was gradually building up. You know, before the year and a half, it was 6 months. You know?
What was it?
And so,
what was that buildup over?
What was the disconnect, Rod? When, like,
the disconnect's been going on for quite some time.
Okay,
and, I would say it would go back to some problems that she had dealing with, you know, her mom's death, her daughter leaving home, her dad remarrying,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a compound of things, her losing her friend, and, it, you know, the sexual intimacy toward me just kept decreasing and decreasing.
We'll help you after this.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Just want to mention, we do have this featured resource. It's called Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal by Dr. Sherry Keffer. It is an amazing book, and I cannot recommend it more. For anybody that is just struggling to get by, struggling to get over, or you want to go a little bit deeper into finally being free of this horrible, horrible thing that has happened to you. It is not easy to do, but this is a great tool. You can get it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Rod, are you still there, buddy?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so I'm gonna turn this over to Jill and Becky, but first, The issue for a lot of us men that comes up first when something like this happens is, you know, the symptom of the sexual intimacy, you know, it's just not there anymore for whatever reason. And so we can become so focused on this wonderful thing that we expect to just be there throughout marriage. We can become so focused on it that it actually, rather than you know, making things any better or increasing the potential for anything better, it really just drives a stake into the heart of the relationship. And it becomes such an issue that she starts to think, this is really all this man cares about. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm going to suggest to you, it's a very hard thing to do, but I'm going to suggest that you surrender your right to be sexual with her. Sounds pretty enjoyable, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and and then
I mean, I feel like I've already done that for a year and a half.
Well, you
but what you're talking about there.
You've gone without it for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, of your own volition, say, I am just going to give up this right and this privilege. And what happens then, if everything you do is not pointed toward that, now you have a chance to really get in touch with her heart. When she sees that you're not just wanting to have some kind of breakthrough, or you're not wanting her to have a breakthrough mm-hmm. so that you guys can be sexual again.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want to do is you want her to sense that you love her and hurt for her and ache as she aches in all the ways that she does, so that there's this ability for her to sense that you guys are in tune with each other or attuned with each other. It's an intimacy that isn't sexual. It isn't mm-hmm. physical. It's just completely between the two of you emotionally and spiritually. And as long as you're wanting the result, you'll never, ever be able to have her sense and feel that what you really want is you want to be there for her. You want to experience life with her, connected with her, even in the deepest pain that, you know, maybe you have these little thoughts, she should have gotten over this a long time ago or whatever it is. You just shut all of that down and try to connect with who she is and what she's going through.
Right. Rod, Steve is really trying to shift your focus, and actually he's really trying to help you eventually get what you want, right? That this is a much better plan to, you know, reigniting your sexual life. But as long as, you know, the sex life is an easy thing to measure. It's harder to measure the disconnect of your emotional connection. And women, we have sex via our emotional connection, not the physical. So that's where you've got to start. You've really got to connect with her. And I hear that she's had all of these losses. And so I'm wondering if over the years she's gotten more and more depressed. And, you know, one of the things when you start to lose people, it's like, well, I don't want to open up my heart because if I lose another person that's important, that's really going to hurt. Mm-hmm. So she may even be shutting down to you out of that fear of losing you eventually someday.
I have a question for you, Rod. What have you heard her say to you? Like whenever you guys have any kind of interaction mm-hmm. about this subject, what is she complaining about, or what is she asking for? What is she saying to you?
She tells me that she's not emotionally connected to me, and that she don't even feel like she's my friend.
Oh, okay, there's bingo.
Or that I'm her friend.
And when she says that, what's your mm-hmm. thought process? What's your reaction to that?
My reaction to that is, what can I do then to get emotionally connected?
Good.
That's good response, Rod. That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but how long have you guys had that particular conversation?
It's been going on for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so now you're kind of in a routine, like this is your communication cycle that, you know, mm-hmm. one of you is asking for something that the other one is not able to give. And so there's that kind of stuck place.
And I think you have to confess to her that you don't really understand what that looks like or means to her, and that you really need her help in knowing how to reconnect mm-hmm. with her. So
yeah,
what
can
does
I
that...
tell y'all that?
What?
That I've said that to her, okay. And it's kind of, and she just tells me, "Well, if you don't know what I need, then I don't need to tell you."
Right, and a lot of women feel that way. A lot of women feel that way,
because they can't put it into words either.
Right.
And they just know they're lacking something.
I just think it's so important to have that conversation. I'm talking to the women that you say what you need.
Yeah.
Even though you
define
wish that they
it.
Could read your mind, mm-hmm. but it will just begin to break down those obstacles that keep us from connecting. And to learn some new language, to have a full range of emotional vocabulary, you know, mm-hmm. that you can describe how you feel inside.
Yeah. Okay. So, Rod, I'm going to see if we can't encourage you guys to get into counseling with one of our counselors. I'm going to send you Dave Stoop's book, Smart
That's
Love. It's on
thinking.
Emotional intelligence. It really will help you connect with her. We'll take a break. Come right back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Want to be sure everybody knows about Every Man's Battle, May 4th, June 1st, and July 6th. We do them everywhere, all over the country, some different place, and it does change men's lives. Well, God uses it to change men's lives. And I want to mention our D.C., Washington, D.C., we're doing a 30th anniversary celebration on May the 18th, and then a life recovery conference there. If you want information on that, you go to newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Joining us for a couple of minutes, Larry Sonnenberg. Hey, Larry. Welcome.
Hey, Steve.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we have a group of friends here in studio.
We do.
They
yep.
have been fun folks to get to know through the years, some of them newer friends. But, and I've noticed as I look around the room, some of these folks are Club New Life members.
Yeah.
And others have given gifts in other ways. But I just can't encourage folks enough that we want to get more folks part of our giving family and more folks that join Club New Life as part of that giving family. We need little gifts. We need big gifts. We need maintaining gifts. And when I say we need them in order to do the things that God does through right. us in this ministry.
Right.
And it's all about life change. It's all about people whose trajectory in life has gone downhill and it needs to start going uphill. And that's why we do what we do. So when you give, every time you hear a testimony from New Life, and you're someone who supports New Life, you're responsible for that life change.
Yeah.
And we can't thank you enough for that. It's just amazing what happens in people's lives.
Well, it's one thing mm-hmm. to be on the sidelines.
Yep.
And it's another thing, like everybody in this studio, I mean, they're really kind of the heart and soul of what we do. And we want more people to become the heart and soul of what we do. And so if something that we say taps into your heart, maybe gives you an idea, a thought, you're grateful for that, maybe out of that gratitude you could help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
And join Club New Life. The video library alone is worth it. It is. It's growing. It's amazing. What the title of what you did this morning? You did four.
Going
or five.
Deeper, unlocking the soul.
There it is.
Yeah.
So that
it changed your life, didn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, Larry,
in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Never been the same. Anyway. Well, there and we're adding to this library all the time. And you get the Arterburn Wellness Series, 8 books, just our way of saying thank you for being part of this. And thank you, Larry,
all right,
for being part of this.
Okay, get Becky back in here.
Yeah, let's get Becky. By the way, Becky is preaching this Sunday, and she is preaching at her...
Next Sunday.
That's what I said. Next Sunday, Becky's going to be preaching. That would be, not this one, but the next one. And we got to get Becky in here to find out what that church is and how people could hear her wonderful message. Becky, do you know the website of your church where they could just tune in?
Yes, it's bcnazarene.org.
You're a Nazarene?
I'm Nazarene. Right. Beaver Creek Nazarene Church in Beaver Creek, Ohio.
All right. Pretty cool. So, and I can't wait to hear it. It's on forgiveness, right?
Yes, we're going
to
do, we've been doing a series on forgiveness, and I've been asked to teach about how to live a life of forgiveness, and we're going to teach that in 30 minutes.
Well, I can tell people, you know forgiveness, and that's why we can work so well together. So, I appreciate that.
True story.
All right, let's go to Isabel, Imperial Valley, California. She watches on Sirius XM on line 5 here. Isabel, how you doing? Or line 6, maybe.
Yes, line 6.
It's hard. Isabel, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, welcome.
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I know I want to get to the point so I could talk to you guys more. So my main reason for calling is I want to know if you guys could advise me and what you know about the Lord, and I love the Lord very much with all my heart, why he made me such an emotional person that I cry in the drop of a hat when things happen that are really close to me, and there has to be a reason for it, because being an emotional bundle like this is just, it's so draining. And right now I'm going through a crisis with my daughter.
What's happening with your daughter?
Oh gosh, you don't have enough time in the program for me to go to my but mainly she's, I just want to tell you really quick, I'm trying to think about it as I was waiting for you guys. She did like a 360 turn on her marriage. She's been married 15 years. She has 5 wonderful children. She's married to a wonderful Christian man, and that's how she knew the Lord, and that's how I got to know the Lord through him. Hmm. It's a beautiful love story that they have. I love to tell the love story, but I know you guys don't.
Well, let me ask you this, Isabel. Have you asked her how she met this other man that is in her life that would cause all this to fall apart like this?
Do you think there's another man?
Oh, I would say there's probably about a 90% chance that's how these things happen.
That's what we think, too. And you know,
okay, so have you asked her about that? Isabel, have you asked?
Yes, she won't admit it. Yes, we have.
Okay.
We have communication. She started cutting us off a couple of weeks ago because I've been communicating. We talk about the Lord. She says she's doing God's will, and she wants a divorce. She doesn't love her husband anymore. Mm. All these things. So I communicate with her husband all the time. We talk. We've been, you know, it's just, she did a 360 on us.
Is your husband talking with him?
My husband is not talking with him, and I don't know why. And I have my son that loves the Lord, too. I don't know why they're just, like, afraid to, or I don't know. You know, she lives 2,700 miles away from us.
2,700, so 2,700, okay. Hey, Isabel, here's what I'd do. Here's what I would do. I would encourage your son or your husband to talk with him. And if not them, you. And you would suggest that he assume that there's someone else in her life.
He does.
Okay. And you would encourage him to try to get in touch with that person and become a human being to that person. To say, please, please break this off with my wife. Please tell her that you realize she's married and This is going to cause tremendous heartache for kids and all of that. And man to man, honor what I've tried to create here and go away.
And Isabel, you were talking about being so emotional. There's cause to be very emotional.
Right, this
about
is a
this.
Very emotional yeah. issue.
Yeah. It's very sad, but Steve's correct. I've seen this happen so many times. Yeah. Especially when the wife will say, I don't love him anymore.
Right, yeah, that's a clue.
So,
but I see people around me, my husband, my children, my church family, and I know that. Why am I so emotional? Why? I mean, why does it all these emotions? Why? I want to know why God made me like this.
Well,
crisis.
Yeah.
Well, it could be because He wants somebody to care enough
right.
to
mm-hmm.
do something about this problem that comes up.
And that's another thing too. I can't, other than praying and lifting her up in prayer and informing myself through your program and through other programs about marriages, about problems like that, to educate myself, to be able to help her answer questions. But now she's taking even the kids away from us mm-hmm. that we don't even speak to them anymore in communication on the phone or anything.
Okay,
she's so like detached.
So here's the thing. So here's the thing. When you're talking with her, I would not be quoting any more scripture or anything like that. But I would talk to her about how emotional you are and how you realize it's so easy for all of us to get carried away with emotions, wonderful ones, horrible mm-hmm. ones. And that, you know, given the fact that you're related, that she may have kind of gotten out of control emotionally, and that if she would be patient and try to understand what's going on and how easy it is for these fragile emotions in your family to get tapped into, that maybe you'd start to connect with her in a different way other than just trying to get her to be ashamed of what she's done and turn around. And then the second thing is somebody needs to contact this other person and try to get him to see that this is not going to go well if he continues to pursue her. The divorce rate of people that get married after they have an affair, I don't even think they have a statistic for it. It's so bad. And so you want to try to connect with her heart, and you need a man to try to see if they can find out who this guy is and get him to see the practical stupidity of pursuing this kind of relationship.
And even if it's her husband, like even if the husband mm-hmm. does the conversation
right.
with the other guy,
right?
You know,
yeah.
leave my wife alone.
That's what you want,
yeah,
but
right.
you need a guy to encourage him to do it.
Yes.
The other thing is, you know, at some point she's got to see that a man that is willing to be involved with a married woman doesn't honor the institution of marriage. And once they're married, he will not honor that institution, mm-hmm. most likely. Mm-hmm. This is not rocket science. You don't have to have a PhD to figure all this out. I'm glad you're emotional,
yes,
Isabel.
Right. Yes.
Hold on. We'll be back after this. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C., May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad.
like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh, and I want to remind you of several ways you can catch New Life Live if you miss us on the radio. All of our shows are archived at newlife.com, so you can listen at your convenience, and you can see what questions were asked on each program. New Life Live is also available as a podcast in the New Life Live app, so you can go listen online if you'd like. And you can stream us live at 10 a.m. Pacific time at newlife.com. And if you want the most up-to-date information on New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram. You'll get special offers, connection, and encouragement. Now back to you, Steve.
Thank you, Terry. Let's go to Alicia from Albright, Pennsylvania. But before we talk to Alicia, Jill, you had a thought.
Well, I had a quick thought for Isabel just about being so emotional. And first of all, I just want to say that that isn't necessarily a bad thing, that God creates us all different. The important thing, Alicia, is to be Isabel, is to be wise about it and to not just react out of our emotions, but to also connect our head to our heart. And you can get people to work with you to help you on that.
Yeah. All right. Hope that's helpful. We're going to send her. What would be a great book on emotions to send her?
Smart Love.
Well, what about the emotional workbook? Don't we have
the Emotional Freedom Workbook? Yes.
Good.
Thanks, Becky. We're remembering all our books.
When something's been out for 20 years,
yes.
It's hard to.
Yeah.
But we just think of the new ones.
And that's a great book, too. Yeah. Emotional Freedom Workbook is a great book.
Alicia, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
How can we help?
I've been dealing with my husband's drug addiction for 18 out of 20 years of being with him.
Wow.
In and out of rehab, and it came to the point where we're now separated. Mm-hmm. I have to see him off and on or spend time with him.
Okay.
Then that would have changed something, but it really hasn't.
Okay.
He suffers from PTSD and chronic pain.
Mm-hmm. So
my question is, because you know, the Bible speaks of, you know, sticking with your spouse, and only through adultery are you granted divorce or should be separated from your husband. But there's never any topic on if they're addicted to drugs.
Okay. So for you to want to divorce him versus want to do some things that you've never done before to help him, I think that'd be a mistake.
Okay.
Are you guys living together now, or are you separated?
No, we're separated.
You're separated.
I do spend time with him. Yeah, I do spend time with him. He's had to struggle for many years. He's been, in and out of rehab.
Uh-huh. Okay, so are you
change.
Are you involved in any kind of codependency program, like Al-Anon or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so see, there's something that's never been done before that about a billion people have done who've been related to somebody with an addiction problem. Sometimes just the fact that when he says, could you come over and take care of me? And you go, no, hey, I've got to go to my meeting. That changes a perspective.
Well, and Alicia, if you've never done that, if you've never done a recovery for yourself from being in this long-term relationship with someone who struggles with addiction, there's a lot for you to learn in your own recovery from this dynamic.
So see, Alicia, isn't it amazing how we can avoid doing something that so many other people have done we stick with our kind of our own little plan or trying harder or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, if you would surrender to the process that so many other people in your situation have been in, the results really could be
right,
quite astounding.
Alicia, you're kind of doing the same thing your husband is doing. You just keep doing the same thing, hoping right. for, you know, what they say, a different result.
Right.
Right? And yeah, so you guys yeah. just stay in the same pattern. You don't know what to do, so you think, oh, I just need to leave. I just need to end the relationship. When you really haven't done the things that would really help to change things. I'm imagining he's not yeah. in recovery, and you're not in recovery. So if you haven't even done that, why are you talking about leaving?
Yeah, because it's a lot, and there's abuse.
Okay, so separation
associated with this.
Okay,
well.
I understand that. So,
and it's crummy when he's got the addiction
and we're
problem.
Not saying for you to be abused,
yeah.
right?
And,
right.
And when he's the addict, and then you're told you need to go get some help, it's just really a crummy thing.
It is.
But if Alice was on, she would say, "Alicia, would you be willing to go to a meeting?"
Yeah.
An Al-Anon meeting, for instance.
We had, remember the call we had earlier this
yeah.
week? There was a father that called earlier this week where they had a daughter that struggled with addiction, and the mom was ready to commit suicide herself because it was so hard.
Yeah.
And somebody told them, you need to go to a recovery meeting for you. And he said it changed everything.
Yeah.
Everything
so,
changed.
So, well, Alicia, would you be willing to do that?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I've never tried it.
Okay.
Okay.
That'd
but Alicia, you have to go 6 times.
At least,
before you reject it. And you can. Each meeting has kind of its own personality of people, so you can try different ones, and then you need to go at least 6 times.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you a copy of the Life Recovery Bible, and right along with that, I'll send you the book Take Your Life Back, because it mm-hmm. actually was originally intended to be for folks in situations just like you. So there's a lot of hope, but
right.
don't be thinking about, is it time to divorce?
Well, and that really wouldn't help, because whether she stays married or not, she still needs to do this.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So time to go deeper into your
That's
own
right.
recovery, into the your own things, and you might be shocked at what God can do. You know, it's so easy for us just to look at the person who would be labeled the bad one and think we don't need to do anything. But we've all got work that we have to do.
Right.
We all have character issues that we need to deal with. And the sooner we deal with that, the better.
And we have to work on them until we're not breathing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's
yes.
not an age
exactly.
limit on that.
Yes.
So true.
Yes. And there are days we wish we aren't breathing. But we persevere. We move forward. We keep going. And the outcome is actually quite astounding when
yes.
we let God do what God wants to do.
That's right.
I just did a video for our series called Pathological Pathways.
Yes.
We all have them. We pick them. We create them. And they're not exactly what God would have us to do. And when we start to look at those, that begins a whole new way of life, a whole new journey. You know, in Jeremiah 6:16. It says that we need to stand at the crossroads and stop there and look around and consider. And then it says to find the old godly path. Well, what is that old godly path? That old godly path is becoming humble enough that we would give up all these things we've tried and start to look for what God really wants us to do. That's a big, huge step. It's called surrender. Mm-hmm. And if you need some help making that, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have so many different things. Maybe you don't need a workshop or you don't need a counselor. We've got books. We've got videos. Just call us and let us help you. There's some amazing people. They go to work every day just wanting to help you with your fear, your dreads, your regrets, all of that. They can do it. And then we need your help to continue to do this. And if God is moving you, if you're grateful for the program, would you please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? We'll send you, our way of saying thank you, Dr. Dave Stoop's book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol or Drug Addiction. And I'm sure going to send that right over to our previous caller, to Alicia. I think she'll really like it.
You know, Steve, I'm always reminded of our verse, Romans 12:1-2, being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Or just changing the way you think.
Exactly.
Is in the other translation.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what we do here.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's Friday. hope nothing bad happens to you here on Friday 13th. Yeah. But if you do, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll help you figure it out.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.